President Barack Obama's goal to make government cool again. Well, it was on vivid display today during the 25th annual Public Service Recognition Week there on the National Mall right downtown. And the message from top-ranking administration officials was clear. Public service is valued and important. And Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us with details on what's going down there on the Mall. And Jason, there's been all sorts of stuff going on around Public Service Recognition Week. The Service to America Medal finalists were announced earlier on in the week. Mike Causey talked to OPM John Barry about what public service means. So what was the theme of today's kickoff event down there?
Well, the theme or the tone of the event was much more of a thank you to federal employees, but also a reminder of the important work they do every day. Four agency leaders each offered their views on kind of what public service means to them, and then they obviously sent out thank yous to their employees and all federal employees. But I think Veteran Affairs Deputy Secretary Scott Gould was especially poignant about the status of the federal workers, past, present, and future.
Good government is a reflection of the people who make it that way. Federal government employees respect the public's trust in them. They embrace the credo that ethical stewardship of the taxpayers' dollars and expectations is inviolable. They serve the public good. We also know that this privilege is for a limited time. We will all one day be, as they say in the Navy, relieved of the watch. And so we know that we must bring along the next generation of public servants who will take our place to exhort and encourage, to develop and train, to coach and mentor, and to learn from them.
Now, Gould also says the government employees must be a renewable resource. We'll talk a lot about green and sustainability. Well, he compared the two and said we have to encourage the next generation of people to serve in government. Other speakers echoed many of the same points Gould makes. Martha Johnson is the administrator of the General Services Administration. She says the decision to work in the public sector is a bit different than many years ago.
Today, the decision to work in government is more than a call to action. It's a dedication to making government work for all Americans. It's a choice by some of the most talented and courageous people we know to preserve and reimagine our country into the future. And it's a commitment to work under the noble banner of public servant with honor and integrity. President Obama issued a challenge. He asked that we revamp the federal workplace. And as you know, the federal workplace is changing. Today, work is what you do, not where you are. And this is altering the way we think about and prepare our workforce.
And in fact, Johnson came armed with a special message for all federal workers.
I'd like to share with all of you a letter from President Obama in honor of this important week. I read you, The White House, Washington, April 6, 2010. I send warm wishes to all those observing Public Service Recognition Week 2010. Federal, state, and local government employees devote their time and energy to the American people and our country. Each day they provide essential services that protect us from harm, educate our families, and keep us healthy. Their dedication and expertise are vital to our nation, and my administration is committed to drawing the best and brightest to government service. Together, we will lay a foundation for future progress and build a better tomorrow for all Americans. As you mark this special occasion, I hope you take pride in your contributions and service to our nation, and I wish you all the best. Signed, Barack Obama.
Now, we'll have a link to that letter on our website later today for everyone to see. Employees also heard from OPM Director John Barry, Health and Human Services Secretary and co-chairwoman of the Public Service Recognition Week, Kathleen Sebelius, and the other co-chairman, Stephen Chu, the Energy Department Secretary.
I was down there this morning, and all these tents and booths and all sorts of wonderful stuff. Give us a sense of what the week means for the feds that you ran into down there.
Well, I think every agency was there, and then there were some people dressed like Uncle Sam and Aunt Sam, the Statue of Liberty, and there was plenty of military hardware to touch and ride.
I mean, really impressive stuff.
Oh, yeah, tanks, helicopters, you name it, it was there. I caught up with several federal employees. Mary Harris, one of them, is a program coordinator for food safety education staff at the Food Safety Inspection Service at the USDA. She was promoting a new food safety truck to help the public understand how to handle food properly. She says USDA decided to introduce the truck at Public Service Recognition Week.
Public service means to me is, as a federal employee, that it's my duty, wherever I work within the federal government, to let people understand the importance of the federal government and what exactly we can do for them. And the food safety education campaign is just one of many programs that are very important for the consumers.
I also talked to Bo Schwerin, a senior writer for NASA. He works on a magazine called Spinoff, which covers technology developed in space that's now used in everyday life.
One that comes to mind rather easily, tempur foam, memory foam, mattresses. A lot of people sleep on these things. It was originally designed for the seat cushions in the space shuttle. Other ones that come to mind, one out of every three camera phones on the planet is derived from NASA technology invented in the 1990s at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
I also talked to Jennifer Wilcox at the National Cryptologic Museum that is run by the National Security Agency. Now, she talked a lot about how cryptology plays a role throughout the history of the U.S., and currently what NSA's role is. One of the things that was pretty cool was that she had the Enigma machine, which is the code machine that the Allies stole from the Nazis during World War II. And that story became the movie U-571, if you remember that.
Yeah.
But that was pretty cool. You know, she had a lot of different things, but that was a working code machine that you could touch and see.
Yeah, easy for you to say, too. Enigma machine, is that what it's called?
There you go. Enigma.
Yeah, rough. So is there more stuff going on down there tomorrow?
The event continues tomorrow and into the weekend. Tomorrow is Students' Day. There'll be mascots, and it's something that I thought was very fascinating called Meet the Heroes, where people can shake the hand and thank, for instance, the Pentagon police officers that defended against the recent attack,
as
well as others who've made a big difference both for the U.S. and around the world. This weekend, there's a federal HR specialist coming to the mall on Saturday to talk about jobs in government. And on Sunday is the Military Public Service Exhibition Day. And as I mentioned, I walked through the military tent, and there was some fascinating stories and exhibitions that people will be able to learn about, and including plenty of, again, hardwares, armored personnel carriers, and a whole display of night vision goggles where you could actually kind of look through a machine and see what people see when they have night vision goggles on. I would encourage federal employees and contractors and whoever else actually to make the time to visit the booth. It's a great educational experience, a lot of great work going on. And it's interesting, all the federal employees are wearing a button that says, "Ask me how I make a difference." And I think that is so true. I mean, ask them how they make a difference, and you'll hear some great stories.
Well, and the thing that I think is easy to forget is the breadth of stuff that the federal government does. And so, you know, it's everything from a cryptographic museum, for goodness sakes, to handling food, just, you know, the folks down in dealing with the oil slick, EPA. I mean, just the amount of stuff that the federal government has its hands in.
And I think that this week specifically, and throughout the year as the government does different things, they're important reminders to remind people. And I think I'm kind of preaching to the choir with our audience.
Yeah.
The fact that, you know, if you don't remind the good work you do, you kind of always get put in that the government, you know, type of attitude. And it's obviously not fair. It's not accurate. And it's also something that, you know, the weeks like this is an important reminder and an important thank you for the employees who, as Kathleen Sebelius says, many times are overworked and underpaid and underappreciated, and we need, as she said, to appreciate these employees much more.
Well, and it's challenging work, and both of you and I have talked to people who have come from the private sector and joined public service, and they say, these are some of the most challenging jobs I've ever had. You know, it's you have the congressional aspect versus the White House aspect, who's your boss kind of questions, but also the challenges that are facing these agencies are in many cases just enormous.
Yeah, I rarely talk to anyone who's been outside of government and comes in or leaves government and comes back who does not praise their time in government and say, this is the best experience ever. Just a quick story. Tim Young, the former OMB eGov administrator, the deputy eGov administrator, says all the time, if you can work in government, do it. It's the best experience you'll ever have. And of course, he always says, you know, he's at Deloitte now, and he always says, you know, one day maybe I'll go back. We'll have to see. But it was the best, you know, 5 years of my life.
Yeah, absolutely.